Travelers driving through the Pensacola area are advised to use caution when approaching and going through major bridge work in two areas. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Work on the Escambia Bay Bridge on Interstate 10 began last week at a cost of $38.6 million.
Probably we will last about 9 months. We'll have that traffic shift in place. There'll still be two lanes of traffic in that area. There'll just be a traffic shift.
Ian Satter is at the Florida Department of Transportation office in Quincy.
That's actually all part of our project to widen I-10 from 4 to 6 lanes from the bridge to Avalon Boulevard. So this is one of the beginning steps we're taking to help transition some of that traffic as we widen that particular roadway.
All construction activities are weather permitting. Rescheduling some may be necessary in the event of inclement weather. The bridge was built to replace the span that was severely damaged by Hurricane Ivan in 2004.
Well, anytime you have a newer structure, it does create some ease as far as looking at the replacement of any sort of asphalt, concrete, or anything else in that area. So having a newer structure there will benefit our crews as they're moving forward.
A few miles to the west of the I-10 bridge is another major project, replacing the span on 12th Avenue over Bayou Tahar. Satter says that work, costing $4.2 million, is scheduled to begin next week.
It's going to be a longer and wider bridge, two north and southbound lanes. It'll have a higher elevation. It's going to have bike lanes, sidewalk. You'll see a raised center median and a traffic separator all in there. So it'll be a brand new structure, a little bit of a change from what people are seeing out there right now.
Construction of the 12th Avenue Bridge will be carried out in two phases, one at a time, with completion expected in the fall of next year. During both phases, traffic will be reduced from 4 to 2 lanes.
And then two lanes of two-way traffic will remain open for the duration of the project. Crews will shift traffic to the west side of the bridge around September 22nd and begin construction of the eastbound lane. So you'll see one side being completed and then the other side of the bridge being completed.
The projects are included in the Florida Department of Transportation's 5-year work program, which is developed in partnership with local groups, such as the Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization.
To prioritize projects in the area, and this is one of those that was up there. And also, when you look at our bridges, we want to make sure that we have structures that are newer and more efficient. This bridge project on Bayou Tahar, that was one that was important. And obviously, the widening of I-10, that project, we've been looking at for quite some time.
Meanwhile, work continues on a third major project, replacing the 55-year-old 3-mile bridge over Pensacola Bay. FDOT Ian Satter says they're looking at some ideas, with groundbreaking still set for about 2 years from now.
We have not selected a design or a contractor yet at this point. That's still coming up, but we should have some progress here later on throughout the year in the early part of 2016 as we move forward. And then obviously when we have a design in place, we will bring that to the public and let them take a look at that and give their input before we begin construction in 2017.
And the city of Pensacola announced Tuesday that U.S. Highway 98 across the Bay Bridge may see some delays as crews perform repairs on bridge joints from 8 o'clock Wednesday evening to 5 o'clock Thursday morning. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.